Blog Talk Radio.
I actually signed up the fall of high school,
So they had my paper and everything ready. I just had to actually graduate to actually go in. So I already kind of knew where I was going after Christmas vacation, and then everybody's aware about college applications and everything. I pretty much already knew where I was going. And that following September, I went into the Army. My job at the Army was to do networking with computers, computer repair, troubleshooting, technician-type work there. And I loved it. It allowed me to use my mind to think about stuff, figure stuff out, because I like to puzzle, my problem solver, so I love doing that. So basically, I went into the Army in September 2000, and in September 2000, which is the same day I actually met my wife there, because she was going to the Army at the same time. That's a whole nother love story.
Wow, that's
So
crazy.
it is. It's funny how that my whole life is kind of like a movie. I'm just waiting for it to play out. So basically, now the funny thing about the Army is when I got in the Army, I actually stopped drawing. I didn't really draw again until after I got out, and before I knew it, 9 years had went by before I started drawing again. What's funny
That's
is
not
when
cool
I
gap.
get it. It's crazy, right? So I'm sitting in this office because I'm working for insurance now. I'm out of the Army. I've been married for like 8 years, and I got two kids now. And I was like, can I still draw again? So I started, drawing, trying to see where I was at, and pretty much picked up where I left off in high school, because like most people, I just, when time's passing by, you start drawing, and that's what I was doing. So in my quote unquote old job, I was drawing in between calls, and I kind of got a little better each time. Now, this was before I started putting stuff on Facebook, so I was just basically drawing for myself then. And matter of fact, that was right around the time the Atlanta Hawks were still had Josh Smith and Joe Johnson and everybody. And in fact, I think Josh Smith was actually pretty good that year, and I was trying to compete for him to be on the All-Star team. Now, that was before I knew about Atlanta Hawks Nation and NPC and all that. So back then on social media, it was kind of like a no man's land. I was by myself. I didn't realize there were other people that were like Hawks fans like me. And Carlos, the creator of the Atlanta Hawks Nation page, he saw one of the pictures that I had started posting online, because I finally got the courage to start posting those stuff online. And it was nice to see somebody besides my family say, hey, that's a nice picture. So
Gotcha.
from there, I go to Atlanta Hawks Nation. I'm posting stuff online there. And then there's like, you should branch out to other social media outlets and actually start tagging these players. And I'm still like, okay, I'm just kind of starting out, but if you guys think it's good enough to do it, then I'll do it. And that's how I kind of went from posting stuff for myself to posting stuff for the players. And the very first player to actually respond to anything that I had actually drawn was Lou Williams. And that
Okay.
kind of like the, that was that that meant the world to me. Like, I was drawing something, and then like a month before, it was just for me. But now the person that I drew, that's kind of famous, is like, yeah, that's a nice picture. I appreciate that. And that's kind of where I went from there. So now we fast forward about 3 or 4 years. The Atlanta Hawks had just had that great 60-win season, and they're kind of retooling. And we draft a guy. Oh, well, sorry, we don't draft. We actually trade Jeff Teague, three-team trade, and we get Taurean Prince with the draft rights, Taurean Prince. And I was like, this guy reminds me so much of Damari Carroll. I saw so much of what I loved about Damari Carroll and Taurean Prince. So I was instantly a Prince fan. So that was one of the first rookies I drew that year. In fact, him and Brembry, I actually drew them more than I drew the starters that year. So we fast forward a couple months, preseason already done. He's already gone through a couple of games. And I drew this portrait of Taurean Prince in black and white. It was all just graphite, black and white. And I posted it on Atlanta Hawks Nation page, not knowing at the time that his father was in the group also. So that's just me not paying attention. So I'm just drawing stuff, posting stuff, and I get a message. He's like, hey, this is Anthony Prince. You get a chance, give me a call. So this is me still not knowing what's going on. I was like, okay, I'll call this guy later. A day goes by, I get another message. Hey, man, when you get a chance, please give me a call. This is Anthony Prince. And the second time, I was like, wait a minute, this is starting to kind of, because the day before, I remember there was a news story about the story about Taurean Prince and how the story was kind of changed a little bit, how he was homeless and everything, but he really wasn't homeless per se. And Anthony Prince posted that story, and I remember reading. I was like, man, that's a great story. Not putting two together, that's Anthony Prince, Taurean Prince, that's his father. So I reached out to the guy. I was like, hey, he's like, I really do appreciate the picture. If it's not too much trouble, can we talk? And I was like, I'm kind of busy right now, but I'll give you a call after the game. And I think they were also playing the Bucks that night, and they were got down pretty bad, you know how the second half goes. And then they came back and actually won the game. Not 2 minutes after the game ended, Anthony Prince gave me a call. And it was kind of humbling to have someone react to your home, to your work and say, hey, I really appreciate what you did. I really do appreciate that. And as like they reached out personally to contact me, it was like Tony Prince was reaching out through his dad to say thank you for that picture. And then, man, you talking about somebody just smiling and going back a little fanboy. I was like, man, this is like this is amazing. Like he's like, and we just had a nice conversation, man. It wasn't even about the basketball game, just having a conversation about life. That's how I kind of got connected with the Torian Prince and Anthony Prince family, because they're really a great group of people. They're really humble. You know, some people get money, they kind of got a little crazy, but that family there is, like, so grounded. And it's, like, it's all love between them. And the fact that they thought enough that not just say, hey, thank you, or just like the picture, they reached out to me and said, hey, we really do appreciate that picture. And from there, I've been pretty much drawing stuff for them and doing logos and stuff for them. And this is how I kind of, from when SoulWorks went from just a little hobby or a hashtag to an actual business. Because the funny thing about Anthony Prince and that whole crew there is when you're around them, they kind of bring out the best in you. They kind of push you to try to be the best version of yourself. And, you know, I'm just a humble kid, you know, from, you know, small country in Georgia, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, okay, I draw. That's my hobby. That's what I do. And with Anthony Prince, it was never about – he always wanted to make sure that I knew that I didn't work for him. I worked with him, meaning that we were equals. We were partners in whatever business venture we went into. And he was the one that pushed me into taking SoulWorks from just a hashtag to SoulWorks to a graphic design business. And he sat me down, and we had conversations. I remember driving out to Atlanta multiple times a week over the season, just talking, having conversations about business, basketball, and just having conversations about life. And he really put me on the path of actually taking it from just drawing for fun to actually drawing for a business and providing a service to other people. Because just like him, other people need stuff done graphic-wise as well. So I designed logos and T-shirts and stuff for other people. And all that started with basically the Prince family pushing me to be the best person I could be.
Yeah. And one of the things you mentioned earlier, I want to make sure that the audience realizes that 646-652-4479, if you listen, you want to have a chance to talk to Marcus, is that, first of all, the internet is still free. Social media, for the most part, is still free. And I've been telling people, until they make you pay for it, you kind of have to use it. Because you never know who's watching. You never know who's going to react and when. I mean, you might post for 10 years and no one says anything, but then there's that one day, you know, and again, it's never about being discouraged. If you're confident about what you're doing, you're confident. You have to sometimes get to that confidence level. But once you do, you don't care who says what about whatever you've got going on. You're going to let people know about it, you know, and then you let people appreciate what you have and then let them make decisions per that. And that's what kind of happened to you in your case, where someone looked at what you had. They liked it, and they liked it so much, they said, well, we need to go a little bit further with this. And as you mentioned, Mr. Prince, you know, made it a special point to make sure that he got in contact with you 2 minutes after that basketball game that you mentioned, right? So obviously he was affected in a positive manner, his son and everything. And I haven't met them yet, but I definitely, you know, through just, you know, social media. And well, actually, he did call into the show the other day around the ATL. Shout out to Mr. Prince. He's definitely down to earth, and he definitely, as far as the city of Atlanta, they love being here. So we definitely, you know, just on the basketball side, folks, I know y'all listening, but, you know, of course, on the basketball side, we love that Thorin and the family are here. So SoulWorks now, you're on the business side and doing it. So tell us some of the accomplishments you've had over the last, let's say, 6 months of note, of things that you're really excited to, you know, kind of get your hands in.
Oh, wow. So I'm going to work backwards here. So most of the time that I've been doing so far for the last 6 months has been logo design. And one of the ones that I actually finished is this program called Strong Daughters. And it's, you know, for people that well, mostly women that have lost their mothers in a young age, and then other women are kind of coming in to kind of mentor them. And a lady came in and said, hey, I want a logo design, and I want to be called Strong Daughters, and I want to have, she had an idea of what she wanted, but she didn't know how it actually looked. And that's kind of where I come in. I can kind of take what you're wanting to see and actually put it in front of your eyes so you can actually see what it actually looks like in an actual vision. Going between me back and forth, I show her pictures, like, oh, that's nice. Can we change this? I change it for that. Hey, that looks nice. Can I change the color? I change that for her. And what I end up doing is taking that image that she was falling in love with and put it on a shirt for her so she can actually see what her vision will actually look like. And from there, it's like, okay, that's it. You hit it. You nailed it. And she went and had it taken to one of those T-shirt guys, and they made a bunch of different shirts. And now her group is actually growing up a little bit there. So it's Strong Daughters. And if you see that logo, that's the one I created for them. Another kind of secret fact here, the Kids Hoops logo that you saw on Facebook and whenever you see the kids playing basketball out in Texas there, I helped create that logo for them as well also.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice. All right. Good to put two and two together on that one.
Yeah, it's kind of good. It's kind of cool how you kind of see your stuff out there and knowing that you actually did it, but nobody kind of knows you are. And it's kind of funny. The Atlanta Hawks actually did like a little story about me a couple years back. It was right after Dwight Howard got signed. And I had drawn these like crazy interpretations of the Atlanta Hawks starters. I drew them as like the Avengers. And I guess it got so much traction that whoever was in charge of marketing there wrote a story about a crazy Hawks fan draws these incredible characters as Hawks players. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Now, I didn't know about Oracle until like midday because other people were actually seeing it before me.
No, I think I remember. I remember that, actually. Now that's about it. I recall that, yeah.
Yeah, that was me. And then I'll kind of find out I went to Torian, had a speaking event down in Cairo, Georgia, and was at the Boys and Girls Club, and I was like, that was pretty cool. But he had a friend down there named Rod. He's like, I think I remember you. I think I remember the Atlanta Hawks were actually posting some of your pictures during halftime a couple of games last year. And I missed a couple of games last year, but I didn't know they were using some of my pictures during the little intermissions there. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So I'm kind of famous, but I'm not famous. It's like people actually know my work. They don't actually know me. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a blessing and a curse.
Well, you know, everybody doesn't know me, but recognizability goes a long way. You know, at a certain point, you know, that's where it comes to where someone has to find out who you are because now they see what you can do. They need you too. So, but on the flip side, you don't have to get the overabundance of attention, and especially if you don't really want the attention. That's a good
exactly.
thing. You can kind of control it a little bit, you know, at least right now, you know. So let me ask you this, Marcus. what would be like, let's see, how can I say this? Let's say, like what would be a huge a contract or opportunity that you could think of that you could really be like, oh, wow, like, you know, you came home, you got a phone call, you told your family, told your wife and everything, be like, hey, pack up, you know, type of a deal. You know, what kind of opportunity you think that would be for you?
Man, I'm not even gonna lie to you. If the Atlanta Hawks only they say, hey, we want you to be part of marketing and do some designs for us, because I would love to help design. Like when you're watching Fox Sports and South and everything, and seeing all the graphics design, I can help do that. I can actually do that. And for them to say, hey, we want you to do it because we recognize you're a fan, we're gonna give you to your contract or through your contract, whatever the case may be. That to me would be like, I made it because I try not to limit myself to what I can and can't do. But for right now, if they would have called me and said, hey, we want you to do this, and I'd be the person in the Hawks games with a little layer and a little pass and see all this stuff and take pictures of the players, that would make my day.
As long as I get tickets, Marcus, I'm just saying, I just need two.
Yeah, you know,
646-524-479, y'all.
Oh yeah, you know you're on my list, man. You are actually the second person to interview me on podcast. This is pretty cool. So you're definitely on my list.
Well,
man.
I do what I can. I do what I can. You know, and there are a lot of people who are followers of the shows in different entities as far as IMT and Worldwide Radio. I started, you know, around the ATL a few months ago, but I've been on the radio for a long time. And as for people who don't know, Atlanta Hawks Nation is a sports Facebook page, primarily, you know, for the Atlanta Hawks and fans of the Hawks. And that's where I, you know, kind of came across a lot of people, you know, like Jamal Price and Carlos and such and everything. Right now we're on, a lot of us are on New Pack City. Just saying. I'm just saying. No hate, no shade. New Pack City. Shout out to Jamal. Over the years, definitely, you know, building camaraderie, you know, with different people and then finding out other things that they do, you know. And for me, it was a matter of that's one of the reasons that's the reason I started my station in the first place is I felt that people needed more of a voice. There's a lot of people who, if you just go to their page, yeah, that says a little bit about you, but that doesn't really tell nobody about you. And I felt that it could help people, especially if they did have a website and or a Facebook business page and different things, and or they can just email it to someone and be like, here's a little bit extra reason why you should hire me instead of this other joker over here who don't know what he's doing, right? Not hating again, but I'm just saying. So again, it's a great advent. I felt over the years, and again, I've been, you know, trying and just pushing, and again, I've built up a long history with it now, but I know I can do more, and that's why I re-jumped everything after kind of being down a few years, you know, taking care of family and whatnot, but this year I was really, you know, serious about saying, okay, if I'm going to come back, I'm going to go all the way, I'm going to just knock out 4, 5, 6 shows and, you know, do all kind of stuff, and I'm going to try to get all the, you know, good guests I can, you know, having Bob Rappin on the show over the last, you know, 3 or 4 years, and now I've gotten Steve Holman on the show now, and, you know, Angel McCautry, and I got one of the coaches of the year in Atlanta, Nikki Collin, on the show this year, and hopefully Dominique will call me next week. So, you know, and again, it was really cool for Anthony to call in because he had been a scheduled guest, but, you know, he was traveling at the time and rain and everything, and then he just calls out the blue. You know, it was cool, but was it cool? Because it was like neither Jordan nor I, Jordan's my co-host, we didn't have no notes, you know, because we didn't expect him to call in. And when he called in, we were about to go into the second hour, but we were still like 15 minutes out. So I kind of basically changed the whole format of the second half of the show to accommodate him because he called in. He's the guest now. You know what I'm saying? And it's like this stuff like that that I've gotten pretty good at, even though it's stressful. But I think people just deserve it like that to, you know, be that guest and be that focal point for that period of time because they did call into the show. And I treat that as special. So, like I said, I appreciate you and what you've been doing and just didn't know this time. And I just figured, well, you know what? I'm going to see what I can do, you know, because I do know some people, of course. And a lot of people listen to this, not just here in the United States of America. You know, I've interviewed people in Spain and Ireland and Canada and London and all kinds of different places, and you can do work all those places too, right? That's what the internet is for. So I just wanted to make sure that I gave you a voice. How can people find you on the social media while we're talking about it? In regards to business-wise, if people want to inquire about your services as a whole, things that you can do and things of that nature, how can people reach you?
Let's run through the list real quick here. So on Facebook, you can find me as at SoulWorks. On Instagram, I'm @_SoulWorks. And on Twitter, it'll be either SoulWorks on Soul_Works or @bhogan17@gmail.com there. But yeah, if you do just hashtag SoulWorks, you are going to find me. And that was one of the main reasons why I chose SoulWorks, because it was something that no one else was actually using. And it kind of took a life of its own, because actually the Atlanta Hawks were the ones that actually they thought SoulWorks was a person, so they kind of named me SoulWorks, and it kind of just ran away from me. So it went from a simple hashtag where I could find any and everything that I had done to that actually being my name and my company name.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie, Marcus. For a little bit, I thought that was just going to tell you. For a moment. So that, and it made complete sense. So, you know, again, that's genius in marketing right there. Let me ask you a question before I forget, because I did have a few more questions, actually. but I don't like forgetting to make sure you let people know how to reach you. What would you say advice-wise to those who are, let's say, not quite on the design side just yet? Maybe they're just in the drawing stage, let's just say. And maybe they do feel good about what they do, but maybe not so much to really put themselves out there. You know, there's that leap of faith period or whatnot that even you went through. What kind of advice would you give to others who are artists out there in whatever different type of field as far as artistry goes, but what kind of advice would you give them moving forward?
So the best advice I can give you is you got to stop being scared, because to me, fear is having an irrational emotion reaction to something that could happen. So if you're too scared to say, hey, I put my heart and soul in this picture and people didn't like it, and then you kind of shy away from that, one person can't make your whole dream stop. You got to keep going. You got to keep drawing. You got to keep getting better and better. Because what I did, because I realized this real quick, social media, sometimes it can be kind of harsh. Not everybody's going to like what you post. Not everybody's going to like what you draw. So I learned that really quick. That's kind of the price of fame there. So I was like, wow, I didn't realize they were like harsh. But then at the same time, you have people that really do appreciate the work you do, and it touches them on an emotional level. So you really can't be afraid. Don't be afraid to fail. That would be my best guess. And then the next thing I would say is you want to have people around you that's going to actually push you. It's good to have yes men every now and then for your ego, but you want people that's going to push you and say, hey, you could do a little better this time, or hey, don't do that. You want to try to do this way. You want people to actually kind of push you out of your comfort zone so you can be the best version of yourself there. Because that's really what I had. Because a matter of fact, when I went to that open practice a couple of years back, I was just going to go and just hang out. But Carlos, you know, from the Atlanta Hawks Nation, was like, hey, make sure you bring your pictures. I was like, man, you sure? He's like, take your pictures. I was like, okay, cool. So I actually ended up taking those pictures I had drawn of the Hawks and in the superhero outfits and whatever. Go down there and through a series of crazy events. Like I say, my life is like a movie, man. It's crazy. But through a series of crazy events, I ended up going to actually meet some of the Hawks players and got my picture taken with some of the Hawks players. So I met Kyle Korver, who signed one of my pictures I drew for him. I met Dennis Schroeder, and I met Dwight Howard. And then kind of find out there was a video that was on Twitter that showed me and my son being Dwight Howard.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
But that's kind of like the reward there. Because you can't really be afraid of – don't be afraid to fail, because you never know where your gift can take you. Because, again, I'm from McIntyre, Georgia, home of Honey Boo Boo. They're known for the chalk mine. That's it. So for me to start drawing and have people see my stuff, like, hey, this is nice, to go into a Hawks game and actually seeing the people that I'm drawing say, hey, that was really nice. I do even better. I actually got to meet Steve Allen through Anthony Prince, but I got to meet Steve Allen. And that's the artist that did the mural for the Olympics down in Atlanta. And this is a world-renowned artist. And when I met him the first time, it was kind of interesting how I met Steve Allen. We went to this mentoring thing with Mr. Anthony Prince. And I'm showing my stuff. I was like, yeah, I was sitting at home drawing these pictures, and you never know where your art can take you. And I was like, I'm trying to get better. I'm amateur right now. And guy in the suit walks in, he's looking at my work. He's like, may I say something? I was like, sure, go ahead, sir. He's like, in my personal opinion, you are not an amateur. I was like, okay. So when I sit down, he goes to talk to the kids, and he's telling his story, and light bulbs start going off like, this is Mr. Steve Allen. This is the guy that did the mural for the – okay, so a professional artist that did a mural, and he has stuff all over the world saying that I'm not an amateur. Maybe I'm getting pretty good at this art thing.
Who are you to argue, right?
Exactly. Like, who am I to say? Because with artists, and especially people like this, are kind of afraid to step out there. You're always going to be our worst critic. There is nothing someone is going to say to you online that's going to be worse than what you think about yourself. So as soon as you realize that, you kind of break away from that fear. There's really no limit to what you can do. There's no limit to where your passion can take you.
One of the biggest things over the years in regards to talent, and I've been doing a lot within the talent community for a long time, is one, no one can believe in you more than you can believe in yourself, right? And Right. No one can make you do anything you really don't want to do. You always will come up with an excuse when you don't want to do it. So at the point where you say you want to do something, you're kind of obligated to try until it actually kind of happens at least. Because, and then you have to be able to do that for a period of time. And that period of time is a little bit longer than a day, 2 days, 3 weeks, a month. Sometimes it's years to be able to realize some kind of progress or an accomplishment to say, okay, do I continue doing it or do I just let this go? But you have a lot of people, as you mentioned, and I've told people the whole being afraid, you know, call them fraidy cats, whatever you want to call them, is that you never know unless you actually try to do it. You know, you don't want to be woulda, coulda, shoulda. 15, 20 years go by and you see something that you could have done but someone else did and it wasn't all that great, but then they're rich and famous because they actually tried. You know what I'm saying? And that's like the worst feeling that you could ever have, and I see it every day. You know, so that's some great advice, Marcus, you know, that you've given. And again, I hopefully all that, you know, are listening now currently, all that are going to listen, you know, on the podcast later on, definitely appreciate, you know, this particular interview, you know, especially, you know, geared towards artists. You know, when I post the show, I'm gonna make sure I hashtag all the artist tags that I can think of after the fact, because you're someone, and see, here it is, you haven't finished yet. You're literally still just getting started, right? Literally. So, you know, exactly. Or at least relatively, I'll say like that. You've been doing it, but you know what I mean. But definitely you should be proud of what you've done so far, and a lot of people are looking up to you, I'm sure, and people look at you with respect. A lot of people, you know, of course, speak good of you all the time that, you know, that I see. And even we have, I'm about to say we haven't met yet. We met at the draft party. What am I talking about? So, but we've known each other for a little bit. You know, I'm tired, man. Don't, you know, ignore me. But again, I just want to make sure that I had an opportunity to have you on the show. Again, this it's a big deal for me to have such a, you know, a strong person in the industry. But this, you know, you being who you are and wanting to, you know, make good with your talent. Because, again, you said how long was it? Almost a decade before you had started drawing again. You know, and then you weren't really sure then, you know, so that's crazy, man.
It is, and I think everything happens for a reason, and it's always about timing, because 10 years ago, Facebook really wasn't as prevalent as it is now, and nobody really knew what a hashtag was back then, so everything kind of worked itself out in their own time, because I couldn't have really drawn anybody. But I drew Taurean Prince, and then he could have just said, that's a nice picture, and like, and that would have been the end of it. Or I could have just sold a picture for $200, and then that would have been the end of it, and then I'd just still be drawing for myself. But everything kind of happens for a reason, and I always consider myself as being humble as possible, because, like, I never want to get too big to where, okay, I'm famous now, I don't talk to nobody. That's not really who I am. I always want to be the same person I am today, the same person I was yesterday, and hopefully the person I'm going to be tomorrow. And it's funny to see where I started back from, because it was really just a hobby before, to what it is growing to now and what it potentially could be. Because, like I said, I hang out with Mr. Prince a lot, and he has more vision for me than I have for myself sometimes.
Hey, sometimes but that's why I fight back, but, you know.
You got to have a good support group there. You got to have a good people. You got to have people around you that's going to push you and make you a better version of yourself. And that's exactly what he did for me. And that's really how this whole thing kind of started off there. Because I can say, sit here and say, hey, I drew this, and I saw my picture. It got posted by such and such. And the Rock liked one of my pictures I drew with him way back when. But to actually have my vision kind of grow into an actual business is kind of, it's amazing, man. It's amazing.
Well, keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm very happy for you, and definitely shout out to, you know, Anthony Prince and the family, you know, for taking, of course, major notice of you, but then saying, okay, well, I think he could do even more. I'm gonna help him out, you know. And sometimes, again, that support system. That's one of the I'm gonna be doing a podcast where one of the top five reasons people don't achieve goals. One of them is lack of support. You know what I'm saying? And it's huge. It's a huge one, because it's hard to do it on your own completely. You know what I'm saying? And so if you do have any kind of advantage in regards to support, you need to grab onto it and not reject it, like many people tend to do sometimes. So, you know, kudos to, you know, Mr. Prince. And again, definitely, you know, Marcus, like I said, just keep doing what you do, man. You know, more people are going to start recognizing you. And again, hey, you might be working for the Hawks, and I'm gonna get my two tickets on in the middle of the court, right? That being said, one more time, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to get in touch with you if they want to hire you, book you for some work. Go ahead and give them your information one more time.
All right, so on Facebook, you can see me at SoulWorks. On Instagram, I am at Soul_Works, and then on Twitter, it is Soul_Works. And then on any social media platform, or you can even Google me now, it's #SoulWorks.
Watch out, man. Say, you can Google me now. You know it's over.
I know.
I had to mess with you, man. Well, Marcus, I appreciate you being able to take some time out tonight to be on IMCN Worldwide Radio, man. Really, really happy for you so far with your success. Hopefully we get up another time up in Atlanta. It's been a while now since earlier this summer, but I do plan to be up there hopefully before the year is out, so I'll definitely hit you up. But until next time, man, you have a great rest of the evening. Tell the family I said hello.
Will do, man. Thank you, man. I really appreciate this, man.
No problem, man. You take care.
You too, man.
So one more time, thank you, Marcus Hogan, for making yourself available. Marcus is the owner of a company called SoulWorks. You pretty much got a movie. He kept saying it, so I'll go ahead and use it too. Basically, a movie of his life has been almost like a whirlwind. And again, it's one of those deals where you never know what can happen until you do try. And it might take a while. Again, basically 10 years went by before starting to realize, you know, where his talents really lied, and for people to take note of it, and for him to start benefiting from it. And it might take you that long. It's taken a lot of people who we know by name, people who have, you know, their name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame and things of this nature. It took them 20, 30 years to get to that point. And you have some people who will quit after 6 weeks, never going to try it again. And that's just silly. I've always said that. And that's another reason why I started IMTN Worldwide Radio almost 10 years ago now, because I felt that people needed another avenue. I felt that people needed to build up, you know, themselves a little bit, to give themselves a voice, to let people know, you know what, I'm a real person, first of all, right? And then be able to explain, okay, well, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is why you should have me help you do whatever. Or this is why you should get my product or my service. Or this is why you should book me, okay? And I've carried that over a long period of time, and I have, I don't know how many shows I have, hundreds, you know, of different people from all walks of life, from all different parts of the world, you know. So hopefully everyone had fun with this particular interview. Again, this was a interview that was based off of me giving it away on my other show around the ATL on Free Stuff Friday. And you see how well that turned out? That was awesome. And all it took for me was a little time, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully as I have scheduled a few more of these, in the near future, you'll get to enjoy these as those as well, I should say. I wanted to give a brief shout out to Mike Holub in Dallas, Georgia. He is actually one who did win one of my contests, but right now he's in the hospital. He's recovering from surgery, so I just want to give him a quick shout out while I was thinking about it. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show tonight. This has been a great night. I see a lot of people have been hitting me up on different social media platforms that they're listening, so I appreciate everyone's support. Please, everyone who's listening right now, whether or not you're listening live or you're going to listen after the fact and you listen on the podcast, go to Spreaker. That way you never miss any shows after the fact. I have so many shows, so much time. So become a follower, though, because I'm really trying to get on iHeartRadio. I believe iHeartRadio will pick me up, but one of their criteria is how many people are following the page, not so much how many people are listening to the show. They see people are listening to the shows, plural. But they don't see but six people following the page. So they're trying to figure out what's going on. So if you're listening right now, please do me the favor. Go to Spreaker.com on your cell phone. Download the app to your phone. It's free. and then register and become a follower to the page, and then tell a friend. Okay, listen to some of the shows. If you support women who have businesses, listen to the Women in Business shows and tell other women. If you love sports and you love Atlanta, listen to Around the ATL. Okay, if you love reading books, I have a show called Books to Read where I interview published authors from all over. You know, listen to those shows there. But definitely try to follow their page. Also, of course, Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram. I appreciate the support there as well. As well as my business page, IMTN Worldwide on Instagram. I try to get people to follow the Twitter page. I'm not dying to have everybody follow on Twitter just yet because I know a lot of people don't use Twitter anymore. But, hey, if you want to follow it, it's IMTN Worldwide Radio on Twitter. Actually, it's IMTN Radio on Twitter. That being said, I was going to check and make sure there's no one in the chat room. No one's in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and end the show for tonight. Again, one more time, shout out to Marcus Hogan. Just proving it again. You can come from a small town, small area, virtually unknown, and do big things. You know what I'm saying? So it's possible. Don't let that be an excuse. Stop with all the excuses. You can only have excuses so long, right? So shout out to Marcus Hogan and his accomplishments. Again, Soulworks is his company. You can go to my pages and you'll see his tag on everything that I got tonight. So that way you can also follow him on social media as well. That being said, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all have a great rest of the evening and take care. We'll be right back.